Final score, Sheffield United 1, Sevenoaks Town 6. The biggest margin of victory for the Oaks in years on a very good afternoon. The problems getting here were put very firmly on the back burner as they went into a 4-0 lead at half-time and added to it with two more in the second half. Kemi Diomande was wide of the post from 9 minutes before Warren Mafula put the Oaks in front on 13. Jeb Balders doubled the lead on 23. And then Dan Duncanson got the first of his two to make it 3-0 on 29. Warren Mafula then added the fourth on 35 before ironic applause greeted the first shot that Sheppey had on target 5 minutes before half-time. In the second half, 47 minutes gone, poor defending again allowed Dan Duncanson to add the fifth. And then on 56, Kemi Diomande was penalised in the box and Dan Bradshaw stepped up to beat Jordan Perrin to score Sheppey's first. But within 4 minutes, the Oaks had been awarded a penalty themselves, Warren Mafula winning it and then stepping up to score the sixth to complete his hat-trick. Chances for Dan Duncanson maybe to get three himself late on, but a very good afternoon for the Oaks. And, well, any chances of them being sucked into the relegation zone have been dispensed, but not for Sheppey, I'm afraid. This result leaves them fourth from bottom and looking very definitely over their shoulders. It finished Sheffield United 1, Sevenoaks Town 6. I'm Andrew Gidley for West Kent Radio.